Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined this weekend by the CEO and fair manager of the Calaveras County Fairgrounds, Lori Giannini. She's getting us up to speed on a big event coming up May 13th through the 16th at the fairgrounds. This year's called the Calaveras County Homecoming. And next thing I want to ask you about is the livestock opportunities that are coming up. What can you tell us about what's going to be taking place this year?
So this year, our kids are going to get to show live, which is important. We're going to have all of our livestock shows that we've had before. But of course, using all of our safety protocol. What's a little different is we're going to be having our auction will be virtual. And the reason for that is our show rings, our auction rings are just too small. And we have too large of an attendance to do that safely. So we felt that virtual was the way to go. We're using the same company we used last year, which was SC Online Sales. And last year we were the first junior livestock auction they ever did. They did 98 after us, 98 fairs. Again, being a spring fair, we're kind of like, you know, the test, see if they could do it. If they could do it, we could do it. So, you know, the attitude of our board has been through all of this planning is, it's not an option any longer for us just not to do things. So we work really hard with our partners and what we say is get us to the yes. What do we need to do so we can make this happen? You know, and if that's, and one thing I say all the time, if I have to wear a mask 4 days so a child can show a pig, I'm up for it. I'm willing to do it. And so those are the kind of conversations we're having to have. But we're so proud. Our committee has been working so hard. They've, you know, we're not doing business the same way we've done it in the past. The Junior Livestock Committee under the leadership of Sean Westberg has really, you know, scheduled arrival times. You know, we're having our big exhibitor meeting in the arena and instead of in one of the barns so people can be set spread out, changing the way we do weigh-ins. So just really doing all the hard work to get us to the yes so the kids can participate.
Are there changes this year regarding poultry? I know that's been missing in recent years.
Yes. We don't have a Newcastle outbreak.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. So we are going to have poultry this year. So, yes, we're going to have all the species.
If people are listening and they want to take part in that online auction, what's the best way to get involved?
They can go to our website, frogtown.org. There's a link there. All you have to do is register. And don't be alarmed if in their list of auctions you don't see our auction yet up there, because our auction's a little different. It'll just open on that Sunday morning and it closes at 1 o'clock. So it's not meant for just the general public.
And the kids that take part in these livestock auctions, you know, how important is that for their development and every time of year having that event?
You know what? I have two daughters and a son-in-law who went through the program and just all the kids that I know, it's super important because it gives them a sense of responsibility. It gives them a sense of identity, gives them a sense of camaraderie. And, you know, if you look at even some of our local leaders and their fair participation, what that looked like growing up, you can really see the impact that these programs have as far as developing leadership.
You kind of mentioned some of the other events that are aimed towards the kids at the fair. Can you elaborate a little bit more on types of things that kids can expect?
So, of course, we have our kitty carnival, but we also have in our exhibits building, we're going to have a hula hoop contest. We also have a Lego building competition, some fun with balls. We just have some things for kids to do, crafts, which are really fun, coloring, Just, you know, and that building has nice air conditioning, just a chance for them to get out. We also have Karen Quest, who does her Annie Oakley on stilts bed and roping tricks, and Sterling the Bubble Smith, who does lots of bubble stuff. So we have some walk around entertainment that'll be really fun. So, and you know what? It's green, it's beautiful, and if you've ever been to the fairgrounds, you know that kids just find a way to have fun there.
One of the most beautiful fairgrounds, definitely, in Calaveras County. You know, is there anything wine-related this year that you're able to
do? So the Wine Association is going to have a presence there, but we did not have a professional wine show because when we were planning, we were concerned about the judging. So we are having our wine judging in June, and we'll be announcing those winners. But the Friends of the Fair will have... we'll be serving some local wine out of their beverage booths.
And you mentioned the Friends of the Fair. I wanted to ask you about that group as well. What are the types of things that they do for the fairgrounds?
So they're our nonprofit arm, and they do a lot of things. For example, some things you can see, some things you can't see, but they've done like our some underground power projects. They built the ranch house. We have a meeting room, a new facility they built. They're right now at the end stages of a memorial pavilion. They've done some paving projects, heating and air in the big building, rocking area, some improvements to the RV park. So it's continual and constant.
Mentioned the Memorial Pavilion. I believe we put a picture up on my mother load a few months ago of the might have been the groundbreaking. What can you tell us about what that's all about?
So we, in January 5th, lost Bob Trinchero, one of our directors, and he was so instrumental to the fairgrounds. And in 2017, he formed a group of stakeholders from all over the community and to do a strategic planning, which we called Vision 2020. And so through Vision 2020, some key projects were identified that would be aesthetically beautiful and revenue generating. And one was this pavilion. And so through some memorial contributions and some wonderful donations from Distinctive Metals, George Reed, Archer Construction, we and the leadership of Rob Miller from Friends of the Fair, we've been able to launch and really get this pavilion to where, you know, if everything goes right, it might be usable next week. I mean, it is beautiful and amazing, and the community has just come together, and the donations from the folks I mentioned are probably around $60,000 or $70,000 at this point.
Wow.
In free labor, in materials, also Calaveras Lumber, Cinders Hardware, Banks Glass, the Glass Doctor. You know, there's so many people have just come together to make this wonderful. And so, it, like I said, it came out of that strategic planning with not fair people, but the community. You know, what makes sense for our fairgrounds?
I'll definitely check that out at next week at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, for people who were curious, that you have a fair board and a Friends of the Fair.
Yes.
What is kind of the difference between those two roles?
So our fair board is the fair board is the board of the 39th District Agricultural Association, and they are appointed by the governor. And then they hire me. So there's really just between me and the governor's office, there's nine people. That's the structure. And the Friends of the Fair is a nonprofit board, and they are voted in, but the body votes them in. So their mission is completely different. Their mission is to do be ambassadors for the fair and to do improvements, tangible improvements, where the fair board's mission is to serve the community and to set policy.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Lori Giannini, the Fairs Manager and CEO of the Calaveras County Fairgrounds. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.